Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Virgil moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil scores. There goes Harris trying to get to third. Landis throws the ball into Goodman, who tags Harris for the out. It's 1-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin bunts towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller bunts towards the mound. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mueller moves to third. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to home to get Mueller. Aparicio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to third. Pierce moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox is hit by the pitch. Aparicio scores. Pierce moves to third. Goodman moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pierce scores. Goodman scores. Fox moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tom Morgan now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan fires to third and picks off Fox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Milt Bowling pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Mofford now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Landis bunts towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Esposito moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Esposito scores. Fox moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Landis moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Fisher now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Reno Bertoia pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-3 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keane who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Rivera scores. Esposito goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.